This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
My friends, what's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You got questions? We got answers. We continued our conversation with Senator Hovind during the break, and we're going to play that for you. It's another 5-6 minutes of your questions answered on what's on your mind. We'll do that coming up here in a little bit. Jim the Flagpole guy is going to be here. We'll reschedule our conversation with Michelle Comer. We'll do that next week. Commissioner of the North Dakota Department of Commerce on a one-stop shop, which you can find at the Commerce Department website, on all of the programs that are available to you. They're all about jobs, economic development, and getting this economy cranking again, as we must do. And whenever you get a little weary, you just listen to Kate Smith and God Bless America. And Kate comes on, and we hear that voice.
My home, sweet home.
That's what this is. Home sweet home, folks.
God bless America.
Right? Exactly. Land that I love. And we do love it. And so much has happened under that flag over 2 centuries plus. That this too shall pass. And this too shall be something we'll definitely tell our kids about. And their kids, and their kids. We'll talk about it. No doubt about it. It's one of those moments. But it can be one where we become greater. One little thing I'll tell you before we get rolling with another hour here. I'm trying very hard every day to get out of the moment. And just step back and say, okay, I believe this happened for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. I believe. I am a believer. So therefore I say, I'm going to trust. That's what I'm supposed to do. Be anxious for nothing. It's ungodly to be anxious. Did you know that? It is ungodly to be anxious. It says right in the Bible, do not worry. Do not let your heart be troubled. So, okay, it happened. He knew it was going to happen. How do we react to it? We can sort of muddle through it, be mad, cranky. And just go back to the same old, or we can say, wow, what a chance for a reset. What a chance to think that, hey, it can all go away in the flash of a pandemic. So how am I going to do it differently? Anyway, not preaching, just saying. Just saying. That's a good opportunity for us. Use it if you like. If you don't, feel free to discard it. All right. This hour, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of the great state of North Dakota. More with our conversation with Senator John Hovind and your questions answered. Jim the Flagpole guy is going to be here. And South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson back with us on What's on Your Mind to talk about what will happen with this package in the U.S. House and how it will pass and what's in it that we don't like and all of those things. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Crisis within the crisis right now in the oil industry. Coming from all directions. What do you do in response to that? Just do what the buffalo does. Go into the storm. Thank you, first responders. Thank you, healthcare workers. Thank you, everybody that is there, essential to our day-to-day life, for being there, no matter what it means for your family. We appreciate you. That's being the buffalo, and Oasis Petroleum says, attaboy. Way to go. If we forgot somebody, let us know on the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. Congressman Dusty Johnson, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Scott, I'm not surprised that you're on fire this morning. You're exactly right. We are going to get through this. I mean, it's going to take some care and some work on our part, but getting this economy moving and giving us all an opportunity to hit reset and redefine kind of what we think is important, we need to be looking at that as well.
What got snuck into this thing as you were watching this as the Senate's going back and forth? Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, flew in. Some suggest it was a broom. Others suggest it was on fossil fuel, which he clearly hates. Whatever. However she got there, What are the stink bombs in this from your perspective?
Yeah, there are certainly a few stink bombs. There are no questions. I mean, the Democrats fought harder than I think most people would have imagined for, you know, a few $1 million for the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. And, you know, there are no doubt some flies buzzing around the House. But for me, one of the big takeaways was, despite the fact that the Speaker fought really, really hard on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, it was only flies that got in. I mean, they are stink bombs. They are terrible. But you look at what was kept out. I mean, the Green New Deal was kept out. You know, in essence, a nationalizing of our federal elections was kept out. Forgiveness of all student loan debt, that was kept out. And the Senate did of course, as a House member, I hate to give the Senate any credit at all, but I've got to say to my Senate colleagues, they did a good job of holding the line and trying to make sure that the big components of this were focused on coronavirus.
What are you, for the businesses and families of South Dakota, most encouraged about? What do you want them in a very challenging time when businesses are shut down, when the bottom line is bleeding? What should they know is coming in the way of help?
Yeah, the piece that maybe hasn't been as reported as it should have been are these forgivable loans to small businesses. And here's why this is critically important. You know, in 2008 and 2009, that recession cost us millions of jobs. A lot of good, hardworking people didn't have a job they would have had before. And it took us 10 years to build back that labor force. And that was what contributed to so much economic malaise. That's what made it harder than it otherwise should have been for our federal government to have revenues coming in from successful businesses and try to drive our deficit closer to zero. It was a really difficult economic time. So we got to keep people on the payroll. And the federal government is stepping forward with small businesses, 500 employees and less, and saying, listen, if you can keep your folks on the payroll during this difficult time, we're going to walk with you, and we're going to be willing, in essence, to forgive any of the loan you took out that goes directly to your employees. Man, I don't want, you know, we got 3.3 million new Americans on unemployment insurance this week. I don't like those numbers. I'd love to keep people on the payroll.
Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota with us today on What's on Your Mind. More with Senator Hovind and your questions answered coming up, plus Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford at the bottom of the hour. Noah Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I got a question about how all the local TV channels are not airing Donald Trump's coronavirus update every day. It seems he would do it last couple weeks, and then just this week, nothing. And I kind of figure that's kind of disturbing when President calls for a national emergency, and we can't hear what he has to say.
Well, believe it or not, journalists in newsrooms across the country are debating whether that's newsworthy or not, or just Donald Trump's promotion. Here's what in my mind happened. I'm curious what Dusty Johnson thinks. The president's approval rating went to 60% for the handling of the coronavirus crisis. They all laugh at him every day, and so they saw that, and they thought, well, you know what? We got to take him off the TV. We got to get them off the TV. They're triggered. It's just more craziness from mainstream media. I think Noah's point is, look, it's a time of emergency. People want this. The networks are there. The public airwaves are there for this reason. What do you make of that, Dusty?
Well, I think they should be covering the president. I mean, he of course, says things from time to time that are provocative, sometimes intentionally so. And that can trigger a national conversation. I don't view that as a bad thing. I mean, you know, if the president gets us all talking about what does the pathway, what does the timeline to economic recovery look like, gosh, I don't know. I sort of feel like, you know, more Americans should be paying even more attention to that. And let's have a conversation about the science, and let's have a conversation about social distancing, and let's have a conversation about how do we balance these things. So, I am a little disappointed, more than a little disappointed, of those people who feel like we're somehow going to get a better national conversation because citizens are denied an opportunity to listen to their president.
No, thanks for the call. By the way, the president last night sent out a tweet, 96-0 in the U.S. Senate. Congratulations, America. And social media has melted down today that he's congratulating America in the middle of a pandemic. And I often think, you know, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that the U.S. Senate came together 96-0 on an aid package, and hopefully it's going to be as well received on the House side, Dusty, to say we can do this. We can do this. I was not offended in any way by that. Were you?
No, I wasn't offended. And, you know, We're to the point now where we are so polarized and we're so tribal that I just have come to accept that, you know, regardless of what the president does, there are going to be people who criticize it. And of course, he does and says things that are worthy of criticism. Don't get me wrong. This guy is not perfect. No human being is perfect. But I also think every once in a while, particularly during a time of national emergency, why don't we just all take a couple of deep breaths and try to figure out how we can, you know, even if you're on the left, how find an area where you can agree with the guy. That's how you build bridges. That's how you build a team. That's how you move forward.
Love it. Is it the same unity in the Senate going to happen in the House when you guys vote on this?
Well, it won't be unanimous. There'll be a few no votes, but it will be strongly bipartisan.
Everybody's coming back to vote on it? No unanimous consent votes or anything like that?
It won't be unanimous consent, but not everybody will come back. There are just some folks that, you know, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, they won't be able to get back by then.
Got it. All right. Well, thanks, Dusty, for the time. Look forward to having you back. Appreciate it. Our best to everybody in South Dakota. I know there's the tough stuff going on there, just like everywhere. Take care.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Drive.
great points this morning, Scott. Thank you. The key is not that we've been hit with adversity, but how we respond to adversity that makes the difference. It doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down. All that matters is we get back up. We will rise from the ashes. A lot has happened under that flag. I came up with a crazy idea a little while ago, and Jim the flagpole guy is here. See just how crazy this idea is. I thought one of the good things that could come from this, Jim, was that we have more flags flying per capita than any state in the union. Like, we'll bring in Guinness to verify it, but what do you think of that idea?
I don't think American Dream is on full display in that flag. And if you look at those that created the flag and had ideas for how the flag should be put together, everything, most all of them had the idea that we're a Christian nation and we have eternal consequences to our behavior and that man should be free. And I think, one way of ultimately observing our eternity is through the American flag. And the people that created that American flag created the American Dream. And here's just a random American Dream definition from Investopedia.com. The American Dream is the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society where upward mobility is possible for everyone. The American Dream is achieved through sacrifice, risk-taking, hard work, rather than by chance. And I think we need to blend all that's going on and compare it to, is the individual free? And with all of the power we've given the government, especially in the last 60 years, we need to retrain ourselves and our children to know that representatives work for us. We tell them what to do. And through, if they're honest, they'll take a collective vote amongst their citizens and they'll vote the citizens' heart. So one way of doing that, I know, is to install America's flag. That's for sure, Scott.
You can do it right now. You got a little extra time on your hands. The normal is not here. Normal's a ways away. So just take a look around your surroundings at the office, at the homestead, at the farm, wherever, and say, why don't I have a flag flying here? It's the greatest country on the face of the earth. So many things have happened under that flag we can't even begin to count. And we've survived.
That's for
we've
sure.
thrived. So fly and the flag.
Imagine 300 million people realizing they're free to pursue their own dream, and everybody can stay in within the confines of the Constitution. It'd be hard to stop 300 people with dreams, wouldn't it?
Exactly right. I want us to do this. I want us to do this in a big, big way. Jim is making the rounds. He does social distancing by profession, because he's out wherever in the middle of anywhere putting up a flagpole. So go to it. Plus, it's essential. It's a flag. It's the United States. 701-571-FLAG, ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. And please, if everybody could go to ndflagpoleguy.com, just look at the gallery and look at all the pictures. Just look at the pictures of those great Americans and the smile they have on their face when they got their flagpole installed. The spirit of those pictures will define why we're doing it. God bless you, Scott. God bless America.
Appreciate it, Jim. Let's continue our conversation with Senator John Hoban and your questions for him. We taped this actually just after our conversation ended at the top of the hour of the break, because I wanted to get to some of your questions. So listen to this. Oh, what am I asking him first?
I'm sorry. I thought we had that down. Let me hold on a bit. I can get it back. Just my bad. I didn't want to have that in there without having that question in there. So let me make sure.
Give usually, me one. Usually how we do it, I just don't remember what we asked it first. So let's figure that out here.
Yep, you're good. Okay, here we go.
Back with Senator Hoban on What's on Your Mind. Senator, thanks for sticking with us for a little extra time here with questions. Listener says, I heard on the radio Sunday that $50 billion was being set aside for agriculture, and now it's $25 billion. What happened?
Right. Well, that was part of, remember, we had that bill set to go Sunday night, and that was the number we had in there on Sunday. And we came back, and obviously in negotiation when Speaker Pelosi came back and so forth, that number got changed. Now, we also reconfigured it so it's not an actual apples and apples comparison, but we did not get as much in the final bill as we did in the version we had Sunday. And I think the version we had Sunday overall, not just in ag, but was a better bill.
I've heard, you know, that was one of the sticking points. So you're saying the bill you crafted senator to senator over the weekend at 50, and that the objection came from the Democrats to pull half of that out of there, so they didn't want that much for farmers and ranchers. Thank you very much. But what did they put in instead? What replaced it that
well,
you don't like?
You know, they had a whole litany of things that we tried to push back against. And again, it's not exactly a 50-25 match. In other words, the way we structured it, we have, you know, but it was more. And the reason we didn't get, you know, that 50 that we had in Sunday is because between Schumer and Pelosi, they pushed back. And we thought we had a deal on Sunday with Schumer, and then Pelosi came back and they changed it with a bunch of House, and they added a bunch of House provisions. We fought back on that as best we could. I think you've seen, you know, a variety of those things they tried to include, and obviously some of them got in there. But that was why the negotiation got drug out.
Texter says, please express to Mr. Hovind my complete disgust in the bill that just passed with all the unnecessary millions of dollars added by the Democrats. I've never been so upset about the politicians spending our money like there is no end. These people should be able to be removed without an election. I'm so embarrassed for our country.
Well, that's the concern, is that Speaker Pelosi was adding things that didn't relate to dealing with coronavirus. And that's why I tell you the bill that we had Sunday is the one that we wanted to pass. We were forced to, you know, work to get something we could pass because of the national emergency. But, yes, things got added that we did not want in there. And that's unfortunate. But we were forced to act and get something at this time of the national emergency. And as you saw, everybody voted for it. Nobody voted against the bill because we all recognize that it is an emergency now, and we do need to get this help to the American people.
Kev, you have one?
Yeah, John, a listener friend called. He's a touring musician, so he does a lot of 1099 work. He was just curious since, you know, by no fault of his own, he's furloughed because the entertainment venues are shut down, but he's not, you know, a typical taxpayer. What would you tell him, or what's the plan there?
All right, we'll hold that and get Senator Hovind's response to that. Good question. After this, and what's on your mind?
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of partisan bickering, the huge coronavirus economic relief bill has passed the U.S. Senate.
Not a single senator voted against this $2 trillion rescue bill. That Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill that's now headed to the U.S. House, where it's expected to win approval tomorrow. President Trump encouraged by these developments.
We want to get back, and the people want to get back. We want to get our country going again.
The bill is to free up cash for businesses and send cash directly to individual workers. Many governors, especially Democrats, though, say it's not likely to do much to get the economy running again as long as the pandemic continues. Meanwhile, record-breaking 3.28 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. In recent years, in an average week, that number would be around 200,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are the masters of saving you money when it comes to these linked service contracts that allow them to manage your building. They're doing that for many parts of the manufacturing process. In addition to HVAC, which, of course, the majority of the locations, over 1,000 buildings now, they manage it. You have one static bottom line. They repair it. They replace it if it needs it. They maintain it. They do it all. Find out more. Great video explaining all this. Call. Find out. It'll save you money. H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com. All right. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford in just a moment. But before we do that, let's finish our conversation with Senator Hovind. We asked him before the break about musicians and other people that get 1099s. What happens to them for some of this relief?
Well, he can get, I think, a number of things. One, not only the individual payment, but also he's going to get some tax deferral, tax relief. But he can also apply. I mean, he's a small business person.
Right.
I mean, I think he can still apply for some of that small business assistance.
I would think so.
Texter says, can you explain more on where to get this money as a for a farmer or rancher?
Well, what I got is the money and the authorization. Now we have to design the program or get USDA to issue the program. So we've got the money, we've got the authorization, particularly for cattlemen didn't have it before, but it's not like the check is going out right now. Now I'm working to get Sonny Perdue and USDA to get that assistance out there. But now they have the money and the authority to do it.
And is that in the form of a grant?
It will be, yeah. I mean, it's going to be like a market facilitation payment 3 kind of a thing, but this time, I mean, you know, it'll include our ranchers, too. It could be a different than an MFP3. You know, we've also got the disaster assistance that's still coming under the quality loss adjustment I got. So all of those, I've got to work with USDA now to get that assistance out the way we did with the sugar producers in the Valley. You saw how that process worked. Now I'm doing it with quality loss adjustment, which will help a lot of our western guys that also typically have cattle on their crop side. But now I can go to work and get that on the cattle side, too.
Last question. We got a call from Dr. Thomas Jacobson in Hedinger. His daughter has lupus, and she's running low on, I don't know how to say this, the prescription. It's the same one that is used for the malaria drug that they're testing now. Hydrochloroquine or something
chloroquine.
Like that? Yeah, okay.
Chloroquine.
Anyway, he said that his pharmacy can't get it, and because there's a run on it, obviously, to use it, in some cases, on coronavirus, he's not able to get it. The pharmacy in Hedinger can't get it, so he's wondering if anything can be done to make sure that there's supplies there.
Have him call Monica in my Bismarck office or Sherry Burke
in my Watford City office, and we'll get on it with him.
Senator John Hoven, thank you very much. Your question's answered. Brent Stanford next up. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. We'll get you in here. Lieutenant Governor, ready to go?
Hey, this is Brent.
I hear him. Okay, there he is. Perfect. All right. How are you, Brent?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind on this Thursday morning in the middle of a very busy, it seems like more than a few weeks, it feels like months, it feels like years, but I guess, you know, we're in the middle of the battle. What's on your mind?
Am I on, Scott?
You are on, yes.
I thought you were just saying hi to me. Hello. Glad to be back, as always. We have obviously a lot on our minds, so apologize for the confused question to start with. But we're closely following the tests, the number of tests, the positives, et cetera. That's generally the first item that is that's brought in the press conference by the governor, you know, as well as updates on executive orders. It seems like every executive order comes out, there's a lot of exceptions that are questions that are asked the next day, and some of them need to be tweaked. There's always little updates on those executive orders. We're constant communication with local communities on how it's going with enforcing the executive orders. I got a really good report from Williston this morning. Not a lot of confusion. You know, they had one instance with one business, and they got it figured out. But, you know, so Williston's got, you know, pretty good population, and to not have a big outcry of, you know, how to deal with these executive orders, that's a good thing. You know, so we've got a conference call with Greater North Dakota Chamber later this morning. We're expecting thousands of businesses to be online and hearing the updates from the Commerce Department's efforts of putting together the business response for all the impacts that are happening there. We know that we've got a couple of parallel tracks here. We've got number of cases, and you know, where does the, can we flatten the curve before overwhelming the health care system with ICU beds, et cetera. But a parallel track now is going to be those unemployment claims and the business impacts of the social distancing measures. So we've got Commerce working actively on that. Today we do have more positives coming in. We have 7 more, so we're up to 52. So we're staying on top of the data, looking at our neighboring states, seeing what's happening there with, is there an effect from different social distancing measures, et cetera. One of the big topics on for this afternoon will be daycare, so stay tuned to 4 o'clock for that topic today.
Very good.
Questions have you been hearing?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of everything. I think I said at the open of the show today that I thought, you know, just the human nature of being cooped up and things being vastly different and your world changes, being agitated a little bit and you know, sort of saying this is an overreaction. And I probably hear that more than anything. You know, I mean, I pulled over and chatted with a neighbor the other day who happens to be an oral surgeon, and he's like, you know, we don't do this for influenza. Why are we doing it for, you know, for this? I mean, a lot of people are concerned that this is an overreaction and we're doing too much. I've said I prefer to trust that we're doing exactly what the experts say we should be doing. If it's an overreaction, that's better than an underreaction, given history. But what do you say to people that say this is an overreaction?
Well, the severity of this virus compared to the regular flu, influenza virus, it's profound. And I would say one thing we have going against us in getting that word out is HIPAA, you know, but people do have their right to privacy. But if you look at any of the stories from Italy, from Spain, the places that have been highly impacted, what's happening in New York now, I mean, you have able-bodied people that are dying from the pneumonia-like effects of this. So it is a stronger virus, more fatal, especially if you have underlying health conditions or if you're over the age of 60, it is much more mortality rate applied to it. So the concern is real. And the other concern is there's not natural immunity to this like there is to the influenza virus. And we do lose a couple hundred people a year in North Dakota to influenza, there's no question. And if you use some historical context, in 1918 in the flu epidemic, the first influenza epidemic after World War I, where 600 and some thousand people died in the country, 1,700 people died in North Dakota, 10,000 in Minnesota, 1,800 in South Dakota, and it was a public fear. There was social distancing happening. So these numbers, maybe that doesn't sound like a lot, 1,700, but it obviously the 1918 pandemic was a big deal for society. And these social distancing measures come later from the fear if you're not doing it proactively on the beginning. And we do know that social distancing slows the spread of this virus.
Are you convinced, hearing all the experts every day from every level of government in North Dakota, that if we were not doing what we're doing right now in the way of social distancing, if we didn't continue doing what we're doing right now, the weeks ahead would hold the real possibility that we'd run out of hospital beds in North Dakota? Is that fair?
Absolutely. And just look at Louisiana. Just look at New Orleans. Just look at what happened in Kirkland, Washington. Just look at New York City. You don't even have to go over to Italy and Spain to see what can happen if you overwhelm your health system and if you're getting dangerously close to that point. So absolutely. This is the key here, and the governor loves to bring up these charts, the one that has the big, it looks like a giant inverted V that goes straight into the air. That's if you do nothing. And then if you flatten that curve down, the same number of people probably get the virus. It's just that they get it over a few months versus all within a few weeks. Then if that curve is flatter, you don't reach that that not turning back line. Or like he said yesterday, the top of the sandbag dike, you don't hit that point if you flatten the curve and spread out the cases.
Because if there's no
antidote and no vaccine found, most likely it's going to work its way through a large majority of the population. So it's just a matter of simple math is going to say X percentage of the people will have higher mortality chances with this flu. And if you overwhelm your ICU units and your ventilators, it's not going to be a good result. So how much mortality can we face as a society? That's the question the governors are dealing with now, is we have an obvious concerning effect of economic shutdown that we're dealing with every day. The feds are looking at bringing in dollars for that. The state of North Dakota has measures ready to go to supplement what the feds bring in and possibly take a lead depending on what the federal program looks like. We have reserves. We have the ability to make some efforts to help ease the blow on the economic side of this. But first of all, we have to get a handle on the growth of the virus and not overwhelm the health system.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford with us today on What's on Your Mind. And if you have a question or comment, 258-0550, full bank of calls, so I'll get to you here. Tom and Mandan, go ahead. Tom, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm coming.
Okay, now I can hear you. Sounds like you're practicing social distancing to the phone, Tom. But now
I am, and it's working. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to ask Senator Hogan a question, and I think maybe it was touched on a little bit by the fellow that was a musician for the aid to small businesses and so on.
Yes,
I was. My question was about all the independent contractors, whether they be carpenter or plumber or housekeeper or, you know, everybody like that, if there was anything in that relief package.
Yeah, I mean, what the senator said is that, you know, that's a small business. So they absolutely wouldn't. You should talk to your banker about that. Brent, anything from the state perspective on independent contractors? They're treated the same, aren't they?
Well, that's exactly part of the concern here, is that you can't just handle all this through unemployment claims, right? So as far as the worker, the person that's on salary that keeps their job, we're frankly not as concerned about getting relief there, but it's the hourly employee or those salaried employees that are laid off due to this, that you handle that through your unemployment system. And the feds are looking at some funds to help with that, because you go past your state trust funds quickly in unemployment if you have a rapid unemployment uptick like we're expecting. But for the small business owner, yes, absolutely. That's the SBA programs. That's the programs that the Commerce Department and the Bank of North Dakota are looking at daily, waiting to see what the federal response is. And that's what they mean by small businesses.
I'd chat with your banker, Tom. More calls with Brent Stanford.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hot Spring Spas has been taking a wellness approach to our advertising for years, and we always will. The last several weeks have rocked our world. Health concerns, coronavirus, and wild swings in the stock market. It's time for some perspective. Let's look at what really matters. For many of us, it's down to the three F's: faith, friends, and most importantly, family. Faith keeps us centered. Friends keep us laughing, and family, well, simply put, family is everything. The fact is this situation will pass, hopefully sooner than later. We've all had challenges like this before, and the United States is undefeated. If you already have a hot spring spa in your backyard, it's a great way to retreat and reconnect with family and friends. If you don't, come by the store. We'd love to see you. Or if not, just call us and we can walk you through our virtual showroom. Just remember, life isn't about money or things. It's about health and happiness. Those things are priceless. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schwan, BuickGMC.com. We care. It's crunch time. I get it. You don't have to let the situation going on right now affect your decision. Get this. Select 2019 and 2020 Buicks and GMCs in stock. 120-day payment deferral and 0% APR for 84 months. Whoa, get the details, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, our final segment of What's On Your Mind Thursday. Our coverage of course, all of the events related to the coronavirus will continue with the press briefings. And yes, despite the mainstream media boycotting the White House press briefing,
we'll not do the same. But our time always shorts. We're going to go as quick as we can to get to as many of your questions for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Just want to ask you a big picture question here before we go to the calls, back to the calls, and that is just overall on the economic impact of all of this. I mean, we're kind of unique here because we have, yes, the coronavirus, like everybody's dealing with it, but we also have the oil industry, you know, the juggernaut of a job and economic generator that is. And now I see the Dakota Access Pipeline may have to shut down because of a court ruling. So that's like a hat trick of bad news. As we look ahead, now we got, you know, a federal package coming, everything else. Give me your sense of the impact this is going to have on the overall economy of North Dakota.
Yes, and that's concerning, Scott. There's no talk of injunction yet, thankfully, on that, but on the pipeline itself. But the looks like there's a federal squabble going on there. But to the oil industry, this is something that's happening independent of Corona, and obviously the price went from $50 or $60 down to $40 as soon as the demand shock was occurring from coronavirus, and then the spat between Vladimir Putin and Saudi Arabia is pushing us into exactly what happened in 2014-15. So we know this story as it happened before, and what happens to sales tax, what happens with local communities. You end up with the midstream providers able to actually hire some folks. You end up with, you know, some of the providers that are there that haven't been able to hire can find some high-quality employees, but there's no question that reduction in drilling hurts our state budget. So we're watching that closely. So that doesn't help this current crisis at all to have a oil shock going on at the same time.
Let's take some calls from, let's see who's next. It looks like James in Cavalier, North Dakota. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is James. I'm in Cavalier, North Dakota.
That's what I said, I think. Yeah, go ahead. You're up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah, I would just like to give a shout-out to all the people that are staying positive through this fight. You know, yeah, I know people are stuck at home in a lot of areas, and they're not getting out. And I see a lot of positivity out there. You know, I watch a lot of Fox News, and you see people playing home games at home and, you know, just reuniting with their loved ones and doing the best they can. And on the other side, the left-wing media, all they talk about is death and destruction, and that's not going to help any of us, and that attitude wouldn't get us anywhere in this world. And I'd just like to say, stay positive, everybody, and thank you for the big hearts out there.
Speaking of big hearts, did people see the big heart on the Capitol building last night for the rest of the state? It was quite an outpouring from Bismarck. My kids and wife and I came over to take a picture, and it was like a parade through the Capitol Mall of cars coming through and getting out and taking pictures of it. Quite a touching moment. It shows that my little girl Erin said it looks like all the people that are locked in their houses needed to come out and see something fun.
Exactly right. And there is a lot of good going on. A lot of good neighbor helping neighbor. People love, you know, just doing whatever it takes. You're right. A positive attitude, James, should be applauded because, you know, I'm thinking of Brant and Doug and the whole team of the state and the people that their lives are upside down right now. That's all they're doing is 24/7 dealing with this crisis, which is what we elected them to do, obviously. But, you know, I mean, it's nice to say, hey, thanks. We appreciate it. We're glad you're doing it. Stay positive in all of it as well and be positive in interactions with everybody on it. So very well said. As always.
Yeah, so we're optimistic about how we come out of this, Scott, as always. We've got a lot of strength. We have to get through this concern and get the curve bent down so we can, you know, flattened out so we don't have to worry about overloading our healthcare system. Then we have to get our economy back on track. And so we're optimistic as always, but we've got quite a few challenges in front of us right now.
Say hi to the Gregory boys for me up there, James, okay?
Oh, I will. I know Mike well. And I'd just like to put, you know, my hearts and prayers are with all the people around the world that have lost loved ones. And, you know, God bless them and God bless America. You guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jesse and Bismarck for Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how's it going today? Hey, the thing that concerns me most about this is the impact that it's going to have on us economically and families and business owners losing their business. And at what point, who decides when this ends? And once this dangerous shutdown precedent is set, what stops it from happening again over something that it doesn't make any sense, the damage that we're doing to ourselves?
All right, let's give him a, I only have a half a minute for a big answer there. Brent, go ahead.
Well, again, it's balancing the fact of that we're in a pandemic. It's a historic pandemic. You have to look back to 1918 to see what kind of effects that has on society. So for all the governors and the federal government and all the local officials, it's a balancing act between how much catastrophic overwhelming of the healthcare system can communities deal with, and does that lead to an economic shutdown? It did in 1918. And so this is something where we're trying to be proactive and flatten that curve before that would happen. And with we're very cognizant of the economic effects of this, and it hurts to have to see businesses shut down, try to change their business model in times like this, but people have been doing a lot of different alternative methods to keep business rolling.
Hope
for the best.
Hope that answers your question, Jesse. Brent, thank you. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford on What's on Your Mind. Governor Doug Burgum, very accessible to us, along with our congressional delegation. We'll keep bringing him on often to answer your questions. Keep him coming.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I'm Jim, I'm MDFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.